This podcast is a resource of givinglight.org.
I love to write quotes. And this one is really powerful because it impacts not just our lives personally, but gives us the ability to impact our world for good. And the quote is, "If you carry the light, you don't need to fear the darkness." The Holy Spirit was not afraid of the darkness in Genesis 1, 2 through 4, when the earth was without form, it was chaotic, it was void, and there was darkness that was upon the face of the deep. But the Spirit of God was hovering over the face of the waters. And what did God do? He said, "Let there be light," and there was light. And God saw that the light was good, and he divided the light from the darkness. Light is good. Light is powerful. In fact, light heals. We go out in the sun to get vitamin D to boost our immune system. Even the medical field uses light therapy to heal wounds, to stop pain and inflammation, for cellular regeneration, whether it's acne or age spots or hair growth or wrinkles. I think I need that one. Depression and anxiety. Isn't it true, have you heard where people, you know, when it rains and rains and rains and they don't get to go out in the sun, they can get depressed, they can get discouraged because we need the light. Light is powerful. And in John 8, 12, Jesus spoke and he said, "I am the light of the world." See, in the midst of the world, there is darkness. It's not just now, but it was when Jesus walked the earth. And he said, "I am the light in the midst of that darkness. And he who follows me shall not walk in darkness." See, when we have the light of the kingdom on the inside of us, it will dispel darkness all the time. And in John 9, 5, Jesus said, "As long as I am in the world, I am the light of the world." But we know Jesus ascended to heaven, and he has given us the ability to partner with him, partner with the Holy Spirit at this time in history to be a light. And we know that because in Matthew 5, 14 and through 16, it says, "You are the light of the world. A city that is set on the hill cannot be hidden, nor do they light a lamp and put it under a basket, but they put it on a lampstand." You know, at this time in history, it is not a time for you to hide your voice. It's not a time for you to hide the light that you carry and the gift that you hold on the inside of you. It is time to put you on a lampstand so the world hears what you carry. I love in Ephesians says that God chose you in him before the foundations of the world. And he put inside of you exactly who you were called to be and what you were called to do in this world at this time in history, in the midst of the darkness, to be a light. And see, that light that's put on a lampstand, it gives light to all who are in the house. So he said, "Let your light so shine before men." See, our light is there for people to see. Why? Because they will see your good works. God's called us to be living epistles read of all men. So the way we act, the way we live, the way we talk, the way we shine our light is our good works. So it'll draw people even into the kingdom. In Philippians 2, 14 through 16, it says, "Do all things without complaining and disputing." Do you realize one way to shine a light is to love rather than hate, to value rather than devalue, to encourage rather than judge? We're not to complain and walk in divisiveness. We want to be blameless and harmless, children of God without fault in the midst of a crooked and perverse generation. That means in the midst of the darkness that invades our world, we can be without fault, refusing to complain, refusing to be critical, refusing to judge. Why? So that we can represent the kingdom of God, so that we can shine as lights in our world. When the word of God dwells on the inside of us, we will be able to shine so that we may rejoice in the day of Christ, that we have not run in vain and we have not labored in vain. And let me end with this quote. The only way to confront darkness is by shining a light. We don't attack, shame, criticize, or judge. We just shine.